Gwen, how did you find out local news before the town crier, as it was named, was set up?
Only through the local papers, and I used to get my daughter to read to me when she had the time after work. Very busy girl she was, she's a nurse. So it's always having to be read to.
Yes,
by someone.
As you say, you have to rely on somebody else's time and that's willingness right. to do that. Mm. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Do you recall what criteria you felt to be important when we were sitting on that committee and setting it up? How did you come to be on that committee in the first place?
Oh, well, it was a friend of mine with me who used to discuss the local news that we'd received on tape. Which was available, but not a very good quality, and not always wanted.
It was outside the district,
wasn't it? It was outside the district, yes. It wasn't so much the local news we wanted. And it just grew from there that it would be nice if we could have one of our own for Basildon and district. And then we started to think about it, and the first thing we thought would be to get hold of one of the local
councillors.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, I remember him.
Yes, and a very dear man. And from there it sort of snowballed. We got ideas there, and of course in the end it came to advertising for people to come and help.
That's right. I remember that advert and thought, yes, that's fine.
And Peter Crabtree as the first editor.